There are two fundamental energies that we are always employing in meditation. One is concentration, second is surrender. The true meaning of concentration is not focus on an object, but coming back to the center, concentration. Establishing one's identity, sense of self in the center of our existence, which is pure me. As we are clearly established in pure me, the next step that naturally follows it is letting go. Depending on which area of in expansion we are working with, we are letting go into consciousness, into being, heart, from the place of the true center. The term center, centering, is being used commonly in a very ignorant way. Unless the nature of pure me is grasped, one can never know what the true center is. In Zen, they concentrate on the center of hara, energy center in the lower belly. But this is not centering. It becomes an object of concentration. The true centering in the hara is embodying the pure me of being. We always begin with consciousness. No matter what you are working with, you always start with consciousness. Consciousness has to be in the right place. Otherwise, nothing works. All that structure becomes distorted of the inner state. Without the base of pure consciousness, one can temporarily go beyond the mind by embodying pure me of the heart or being. But the continuity of abidance in heart and being cannot be maintained unless it first goes to the pure me of consciousness. Otherwise, our sense of self in the headspace will be immediately or soon taken over by either conscious me or subconscious me. The function of consciousness is to illuminate with knowing the soul's existence and her abidance in the beyond. It is like light. Without that light, there is not knowing. There is no recognition. There is no continuity of the self. Even though the pure me of heart and being I experience somehow independently and beyond the pure me of consciousness, the pure me of heart and being, they need the light of consciousness to illuminate themselves. So they are drawing that light from the headspace. All these centers of me are completely interconnected and mutually dependent. The pure me of being links the me of consciousness with the dimension of rest and absorption, with the source. The pure me of the heart links me of consciousness with the dimension of love, sensitivity, It brings the quality of divinity into consciousness. But when consciousness is gone, the me of the heart, the me of being, they cannot anymore recognize themselves. Therefore, being properly established in consciousness is fundamental. To be stuck in consciousness can be a major impediment to our further evolution, but to bypass consciousness is even worse. First, centering, concentration in the essence of our existence, the essence of consciousness, and then from that place, working our way down, surrendering first within consciousness, then towards the source, towards the absolute. Consciousness is the foundation of our existence, of our identity. And absolute is the foundation of our existence. It allows us to exist. Consciousness enables us to recognize our existence and to embody our true self. In the process of surrender, through the three centers of I Am, through three gateways of the inner reality, the three dimensions of identity, the three aspects of pure me gradually merge into each other. Pure me of consciousness merges with the pure me of the heart. Pure me of the heart merges with the pure me of being. But even when they are merged, they retain their ability to experience themselves as separate centers. That's why even if one is in a state of pure samadhi, natural samadhi, one can still bring an intention to abide stronger in one of the centers. Our evolution moves from the lower forms of existence to higher, from an animal to human being, from human being to soul. because being stuck in the mind, in that excessive self-consciousness, is extremely uncomfortable. Humans are trying different attempts to dilute it, to weaken this faculty, or to get out of it. For instance, by trying to go from the mind to the body, being more in the body, being more in a concrete reality of senses. Or by activating some kind of a tribal consciousness. If you are drumming for 2 hours, certainly your consciousness won't be that disturbing anymore. But that is not the meaning of being human being. It is not a solution. Solution is moving forward, not backwards, in evolution. We cannot cheat evolution. We can go backwards, dull the pain of human existence, but it will come back to us through a back door, in this way or another. Whether a conscious me, conscious mind, is a curse or a blessing depends on us. Ultimately, it is a blessing. It is a bridge, an opportunity to move into the higher dimensions of consciousness and being. But it is not a place to stay. One should not live on the bridge. Bridge is a place to pass through, not to remain. Conscious me at some point has to be surrendered. It has to fuel the awakening of pure me. And this is one more opportunity to see the error of self-inquiry. Self-inquiry cannot result in awakening of pure me, because it is done by the conscious me. And the conscious me, when it honestly inquires into the question, who am I, it will just discover itself. It will solidify itself as the clear sense of me in the mind. To awaken pure me, one has to go beyond self-inquiry, because the inquirer has to actually surrender itself to something deeper. So that magic of awakening of our pure self can manifest. while awakening of pure me is mysterious and magical, and it is ultimately a function of grace or transmission based on love from one pure me to another. Cultivation of pure me, embodying it, is a function of understanding and surrender. It requires our deepest cooperation for it to be established as the permanent center of our existence and identity. Additionally, even if there's enough grace and the space is open in which pure me can awaken and should awaken, an additional element is required, the fundamental element, which is the ability to recognize one's essence, to meet oneself. Meaning there's something essential from within our existence that is required for that awakening to happen. Otherwise, one will simply not recognize it. And not recognizing implies not being able to embody it, to maintain it. The ability to meet one's own self is the function of evolution and maturity, and the function of being real, stopping being fake, stopping being false. There's some power of spirit within each soul that can go beyond that fakeness in this profound act of intimacy in which the essence is met and recognized as one's own self. That room, that hall, that space is filled with the presence of pure me. If some of you still resist recognizing it, your own me, meaning something is blocking it in your own self, and that block has to be removed, has to be broken.